Complete your roofing project now and save big at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements. Owens Corning Shingles are the number one brand trusted by contractors. Choose from over 40 options and get a limited lifetime warranty and up to 130 miles per hour wind warranty. Save big on Owens Corning Shingles. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Come true when you dream, dream big.
I simply love Iggy.
Forty-seven days to the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Good afternoon and welcome to the news here on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra and Kumasi on Love 99.5 FM on myjoyonline.com. We're live in all 16 regions. Coming up, WAEC cancels results. Over 400 candidates who sat the 2024 BECE with subject results of students of 149 schools withheld for various examination malpractices. We have details as the council cautions the public against fraudsters who promise to upgrade results for candidates at a fee. Also this afternoon, police denies claims that some of its personnel assaulted Democracy Hub convener Oliver Bakavomawo, who is currently in their custody. We have details as it says, in an attempt to handcuff him, he sustained minor injuries. And also in this edition, Infantsipim Senior High School shows class in the 1-8 stage, cruising to the quarterfinals of the National Science and Maths Quiz after beating University Practice SHS and Winneba SHS.
Infantsipim School, for winning this contest, you have qualified for the quarterfinal stage, and I wish you the best.
My puppy was able to boy, you are gonna go far, far away.
Also this afternoon, how Chief Justice Gertrude Tokono almost turned down a preaching appointment in her church due to all the controversy.
This week I've been in the eye of the storm. If you don't mind, let this cup pass over me. And she said, you are coming to your own home. Flow. So we know that the Lord will do his own thing. Amen. Godliness is controversial.
Details of that and more here on the news on Joy 99.7 FM. I am MFA Apau. Details now, in the West Africa Examination Council has cancelled the subject and entire results of over 400 candidates who signed the 2024 Basic Education Certificate Examination, BEC. Some students of 149 schools are also having some of their subject results withheld. The council in a statement cited various examination practices by both school and private candidates, including the use of foreign materials at the examination hall. My colleague Maxwell Abogba is with me in the studio with a copy of that statement. Maxwell, Let's talk about the details of the statement from WAEC, starting with the candidates who have had their papers and entire results cancelled.
Yeah, so according to the statement from WAEC, following the completion of the investigations into several cases of irregularity detected during the conduct of the examination and marking of scripts, the final awards and examiners appointment committee for the BEC at its 35th meeting held on Wednesday, October 6th, 2024, approved as follows: one, cancellation of subject results of 377 school candidates and three private candidates for the offense of bringing foreign materials into the examination hall or colluding with other candidates. Two, cancellation of entire results of 41 school candidates and one private candidate. Three, withholding of entire results of 33 school candidates and three private candidates. Meanwhile, some subject results of candidates from 149 schools have been withheld for reported irregularities. The withheld results, we are told, may be cancelled or released based on the outcome of investigations.
And there's also a caution from the council. What does it say?
Yes, the council wishes to caution all stakeholders to be wary of fraudsters who promise to upgrade results for a fee. Candidates are to note that WAEC results are secured and can be authenticated.
Well, the statement also talks about the the turnout in this particular exams. We'll be giving you details of that subsequently. There's more also on myjoronline.com, but the results have been released and the short codes will be sent to the various numbers that were used to register. But Maxwell, stay with me because on this particular, the next story for today, the Ghana Police Service is denying claims that some of its personnel assaulted Democracy Hub convener Oliver Bakavomawo, who is currently in their custody. According to police, during a transfer of Oliver to another cell, he resisted after several persuasion. In the attempt to handcuff him, he sustained minor scratches on his right hand. He was then taken to the hospital where he was treated and discharged. Maxwell is on our security desk. He's been following this particular story. So Maxwell, first, the pressure group Democracy Hub made the allegation in a statement released yesterday, accusing the police of beating Oliver Bakavomawo. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so we have a copy of that statement here, and it said, we received notice that our convener Oliver Bakavomawo, who is still in police custody, was picked up from striking force at regional commands and moved to a new police station. We are deeply disturbed to learn that the police beat him at striking force before transferring him to a different station. We are appalled by the continuous unprofessional conduct of the police service and their persistent infringement on the dignity of individuals held in cells awaiting judgment by a court. And they went on to demand, Democracy Hub, they went on to demand, one, an immediate end to all forms of police brutality, two, a thorough investigation into the incident involving Oliver, three, accountability for all officers involved in the acts of misconduct, four, a complete overhaul of the Police Professional Standards Bureau, and then five, implementation of stringent measures.
And the police has been denying the claims?
Yes. In the last 2 hours, the police has been responding to the statement from Democracy Hub. It says, the Ghana Police Service wishes to state that reports circulating in the media space that the police have beaten Oliver Bakavomawo is false and baseless. This is yet another attempt by the accused person and his cohort to court public sympathy. It says, we therefore urge the public to disregard it. Meanwhile, in the case being prosecuted by the Office of the Attorney General, the accused person was granted bail by the High Court on Wednesday, 16th October 2024, in the sum of 20,000 Ghana cedis with two sureties without justification. That several attempts by the police to get the bail executed have proved futile due to the inability of the accused person to procure sureties. On 19th October 2024, the police had intelligence that accused was planning to compromise the security of other inmates and the police station. It says the police therefore decided to transfer him to another cell, but he resisted after several persuasion. In the attempt to handcuff him, he sustained minor scratches on his right hand. He was then taken to the hospital where he was treated and discharged. And this is the statement from the Ghana Police Service responding to the earlier statement from Democracy Hub.
I'm sure this is not the last you're hearing of this matter, and we'll be following it up. Well, the Supreme Court has recently come under intense scrutiny with concerns about its neutrality growing among legal and political commentators. Physician and political analyst Dr. Arthur Kennedy urges that the court seems to be engaging more in politics than upholding the law. He's been speaking on Newsfile.
I think that even though there is a constitution and the law, they ought to be traditions. Our branches of government have to work together. And I fear, as a patriotic Ghanaian, that in too many occasions, like the Domilevu case, the LGBTQ case, and in this current case, that our Supreme Court appears now to be doing more politics than law. I remember that Justice Scalia of the United States Supreme Court gave a talk in which he said he went to South America and he was talking to a judge. And the judge said, how do you do it? And he said, do what? He said, why is it that you have no army, but all the branches of government respect your rulings? Because elsewhere in the world, what the judiciary says does not always go. And for Ghana's judiciary and Supreme Court to continue to maintain their standing and the respect that they enjoy, they ought to be mindful of where they are in politics.
On the substantive case about the declaration of vacancies, Dr. Kennedy further emphasized that both the former speaker, Professor Michael Quay, and the current speaker, Alban Bagbin, have been overly political in their rulings.
I believe that taking everything into account, maybe Professor Michael Kwe and Speaker Babin may have been a little too political in the rulings that they both respectfully made. As for Professor Kwe's contention that it is a political party but must trigger the declaration of vacancies, it will lead to all kinds of inconsistencies. And I actually think that that view does Professor Kwe's immense intellect a disservice. He erred in his ruling and he should stop defending the indefensible. I think that particularly in the ruling, and I think he says it's information, but it's a ruling by Speaker Babin. If, for example, this parliament has say, a year left or 2 years left, and they declared those vacancies, you could have gone to by elections and those who could contest again will contest and they will have representation. So that is actually neither here nor there.
That's Dr. Arthur Kennedy. Now, MPP flag bearer Dr. Mahmoud Baumia has announced plans to launch a credit scoring system in November aimed at easing the economic challenges faced by Ghanaians. He stated that this system would enable citizens to make purchases on credit, thus boosting consumer purchasing power. Carlos Kaloni has more.
The atmosphere was electric as jubilant supporters gathered to welcome the NPP's flag bearer, Dr. Mahamudu Baumia, during his tour of numerous communities in the Sene East District of the Bono region. Speaking to a crowd of chiefs and party loyalists, Dr. Mahamudu Baumia announced plans to launch a credit scoring system next month aimed at easing the country's economic hardship.
October announce next month, November, Ghana, ye be launching your credit scoring system in Ghana. The whole of Africa, only one country has that credit scoring system in sub-Saharan Africa, any South Africa. Ghana will be the second country in Africa to have a credit scoring system.
Dr. Mahmoud Baumia. Now, NDC presidential candidate John Dramani Mahama is also promising to provide state security services with adequate cars, armored vehicles, weapons, and others if elected. Speaking during his tour of the Greater Accra region, he said his administration embarked on the biggest retooling of all security agencies, and since then, there's not been any major re-equipping. He says the security agencies need the equipment to ensure the safety of the populace.
When NDC was in power, we did the biggest retooling of all the security services. The Air Force, we bought them helicopters, we bought them aeroplanes. The military, we bought them transport vehicles, we bought them armored cars. The police, we bought them armored cars, and we gave them the largest fleet of vehicles in history. 1,000 vehicles were given to the police service. Since then, there's been no major retooling of the security services. So you go to a police station and you call the police because armed robbers have come to your house and they don't have a vehicle at the police station. And you don't expect that they'll go and hire a taxi and say they're going to fight armed robbers. And so when NDC comes, we're going to retool the security services. We're going to give them vehicles. We're going to give them bulletproof vests so that they can protect us.
That's John Dramani Mahama. Time now for the National Science and Maths Quiz. Students, current students of Infansipim Senior High School, is a good Sunday for you. Gather round. You showed class in the 1-8 stage, cruising to the quarterfinals of the National Science and Maths Quiz after beating University Practice SHS and Winneba SHS. Listen to Jacqueline and Smaya Boy's encounter with the Butcher Boys.
So at the end of this contest, these are the scores. Winneba Senior High School ended with 34 points. University Praxis Senior High School ended with 43 points. So Winneba Senior High School and University Praxis Senior High School, I wish you the best in whatever you do from here. Infansipim School won the contest with 50 points. Infansipim School, for winning this contest, you have qualified for the quarterfinal stage. And I wish you the best.
Infansipim Senior High School has qualified with 50 points and sending University Practice Senior High School back home. And winning back again, back, how are you feeling right now?
The trophy is ours. You are rushing. That guy, he can't pay attention. But your boys, you pay attention, you observe the rules. That's why.
We believe in our guys.
God is a mover.
God is a mover.
God is a mover.
God is a mover.
It's a mover.
With God on our side, we've won this contest. Let's just bet more.
And Jacqueline and Sumaya Boy joins me from the CNC Center as we expect the next competition to kickstart. So let's talk about the losers winning by SHS in university practice. I'm sure you've been interacting with them. What have they been telling you? What caused their defeat?
You know, earlier when we picked the line in the morning, the schools were very confident. It was actually a central regional derby. All the schools were from central region. So they knew themselves very well. And it was like a banter going to win and all that. But at the end of the day, University started senior high school. They were sad and they promised that they're coming back next year. You know, we never said anything dark for a revenge. But then, unfortunately, they couldn't get their revenge on the district boys. Yeah, but then the next contest is currently Amanda Way, that's between Adinjadel College, Mapam, SHS, and of course, OK, SHS.
And of course, that competition will be live on the Joy News channel, also on all our social media platforms. And just before we head out this afternoon, the Chief Justice Gertrude Tokono almost turned down a preaching appointment at her church. That's the ICGC Calvary Temple. Listen to her preach.
On an earth, who was and is to come. Fill our hearts and fill this room. For in this room are your children. We give you praise. Fill me, O Lord God, and let your oil flow. In Jesus' name, amen. Last night, I called Auntie Lizzie. I said, Auntie Lizzie. I said, Pastor Elizabeth, this week I've been in the eye of the storm. If you don't mind, let this cup pass over me. And she said, you are coming to your own home. Flow. So we know that the Lord will do his own thing. Amen. My husband was watching me. I just kept thinking, won't this man just sleep? He kept talking. And then he said, are you preaching? I gave some answer that was meant for him not to quite hear or understand. We give God praise. Amen. This morning, I'd like to share with you a word that I pray will comfort you, a word that will give you strength in the midst of the storms of life, amen, a word that will give you direction, a word that will bring you peace. I've titled the mystery of godliness, the mystery of godliness, amen. 1 Timothy 3:16.
And that's the Chief Justice Gertrude Tokonu there preaching at the ICGC Calvary Temple. We're told she's been preaching, but since she became the CJ, she used to do that regularly, but since she became CJ, she hasn't done that until today. That full message is on the ICGC Calvary Temple Facebook page. You can catch that. We'll bring you more subsequently. I am Emefa Apau. There's more news when you log on to myjoyonline.com. Have a good afternoon.
Joy 99.7 FM.
The MacDown Entrepreneurship Challenge Season 1 has been a journey of great impact. From the application process to the selection of participants, the MacDown Entrepreneurship Challenge Season 1. The millionaire investor, Dr. Daniel McCauley, is staying the course of grooming the next generation of multi-billion dollar entrepreneurs in Ghana. Ghana's unemployed youth population is growing exponentially by the day. A private sector intervention is needed to lighten the burden of employment on the government. The MacDown Entrepreneurship Challenge is one of such privately funded initiatives. Ghana, are you ready for the second edition of the MacDown Entrepreneurship Challenge Season 2? In this edition, 15,750 applications were received. 80 applicants have been selected for the real showdown. So watch out as these 80 business ideas are put to the test in the battle for the ultimate prize. Who will succeed? Who will fall out? And who will win the $100,000 cash prize in the MacDown Entrepreneurship Challenge Season 2? The MacDown Entrepreneurship Challenge is brought to you by MacDown Foundation. The MacDown Entrepreneurship Challenge, coming soon.
It's time to take action and create your prosperity.
Hi there, this is Lucy Quist, author of the book and convener of the conference, The Bold New Normal. I would like to personally invite you to this year's Paradigm Shifting Conference.
Speaking, Patricia Obonai, CEO, Telecel Ghana, Bernard Avle, General Manager, CTFM and Channel One, Valerie Labi, CEO, Wahoo, Dr. Yao Pevi, CEO, Hard Group, and many others.
In addition to our seasoned speakers, I will host the masterclass.
Make a date at the Pearly Gates Gardens, East Lagos, on Saturday, October 26, 2024.
We start at 8 a.m. sharp.
Purchase tickets at lucyquist.com and Eagle Tickets, or dial *713*33*121#. The Bold New Normal Conference is brought to you by Platinum Sponsor, Margins ID Group, Sponsors, Stanbic Bank, Delta Airlines, Type, Media Partners, Dominion TV, Joy 99.7 FM, Sunny 88.7 FM.
You don't want to miss this.
The Bold New Normal Conference. Take action and create your prosperity.
Explore a world of limitless opportunities, life-transforming experiences, and self-discovery on Springboard, your virtual university. Learn from industry experts, CEOs, and changemakers as we empower you with the practical tools for climbing to your next level. Join host Reverend Albert Okran every Sunday at 7 p.m. on Joy 99.7 FM and online on Facebook and YouTube. Catch the repeat on Joy Prime every Saturday at 6 a.m. Partners, MTN Ghana, Enterprise Group and the Ghana Grows Programme, a collaboration between MasterCard Foundation and Springboard Roadshow Foundation. Media partners, Joy FM, Joy Prime and Graphic. Springboard, your personal value will shoot up.
This is James. Leave a message.
James, the game's about to start and everybody's here. Salah's got the meat going, Erling's got the cold ones, Saka's chilling. Where are you, man?
All your best football friends are waiting for you to join them for the Premier League. From 10 August to 10 November, you can get GoTV Super Plus now for the discounted price of 265 CDs to enjoy all 380 games of the Premier League live. Don't wait. Upgrade today. GoTV. Love it. T's and C's apply.
I'm saying that Ghana must not introduce free SHS on the whimsical promise of a desperate politician. Many mistakes have been made by countries in Africa already with free SHS.
Akufado, minya wudienye, wuye bwe, baumia, minya wudienye, wuye bwe.
Hey, Mami Jamefua, why are you so excited this hot afternoon?
My sister, when I remember what Free SHS has done for me and my children, I can't help but be happy for what Nanado and Dr. Baumia have done. You remember when I lost my husband who was the breadwinner?
Yes, I remember very well.
There was no hope for my three children to go to school until Nanado and Dr. Baumia introduced free SHS. Now my children, Kofi, Esi, and Kojo, attend all these big schools. In fact, do you know they are saying they want to review it? That's one. Some of their people are saying that they should cancel. Others too are saying they should make some people pay the fees.
Hey, they want to do their thing again. Who is going to pay and who will be going for free? They want to push we the poor people aside and start using their connection men and protocol to access the free SHS life-changing policy.
That is why we have to do everything in our civil rights to make sure they don't come and spoil this good thing for us all.
This free SHS policy that Mahama and his people said is not possible, but now see.
It is possible. This year, we are voting to protect the free SHS. Vote Dr. Baumia, number one on the ballot.
Joy that I give you every day. Oh, sing, always for on. Cause every time I hear the joy in there,
sing,
why is for yeah. Cause every time I hear joy, I say,
every time
I hear the joy, I don't wanna turn on my radio.
Every time
I hear the joy.
I
don't know.
Hello, this is Morris, and I say keep on listening to Joy 99.7 FM.
Joy 99.7 FM, taking you closer to heaven.
I have a maker. He formed my heart. Before even time began, my life was in His hand. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call.
Let's all sing, I have a Father. I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like
Joy,
giving up? Just throwing in the towel,
FM,
just giving up.
Taking you closer to
heaven.
I'm
not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
I was
was right at the edge of a breakthrough I couldn't see. The devil really had me, but Jesus came and grabbed me, and he held the cross, so I wouldn't let go.
God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace?
So I wouldn't let go.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.